Don't you think we could ask the same questions about our lives? How many of us have seen actors or, sports greats, right, rise quickly through the ranks and become well known only to find themselves falling just as quickly? From our scripture this morning, we know that Advent is about endings. The sun and the moon and the stars and all that, that the scripture talks about. And see, this is the second Sunday of Advent. Last week, our youth Sunday was the first Sunday of the church year, of the Christian year. And so Advent is the first season of the year in the church's calendar, let me put it that way. So even though Advent is about endings, Advent is also about new beginnings. You see, Advent is about reflecting on our lives, making decisions about our lives, and waiting for new birth in our lives. Advent covers up nothing, and that's one of the painful things about Advent. It remembers everything in a painful way. It remembers things that should die, that should be destroyed in order for something new to be born. That's why this morning I want to talk to you about deciding and waiting. Deciding and waiting. Since Advent, we said, deals with endings, the stars falling, the moon refusing to give light, the sun dimmed, and the anticipation of something rising from all this destruction, then it demands that we come to certain decisions. Of all the decisions that it asks us to make for a new time is the decision to make inner space and inner peace. You see, the past was too cluttered and needed to be torn down. We all know that. And we need space and peace. Henry Nouwen, a spiritual writer, spent a couple of years in Peru among the poor. He was, however, quite taken with their simplicity and utter happiness of their lives. Even though they were living in abject poverty, he could not help but feel the contrary when he came back to the United States with all of the wealth that is represented here. He wrote in his diary, "What strikes me about being back in the U.S. is the full force of restlessness and the loneliness and the tension that holds so many people. The conversations I had today were about spiritual survival. Many of my friends feel overwhelmed by the many demands made on them. Few feel inner peace and joy they so much need and desire." I don't know about you, but I can say amen to that, can't you? This time of year, the message that we get is about shopping until you drop, right? Shop till you drop. Even after your pocketbook runs dry, you can still shop, right? Just use plastic. Right? Am I lying there? Yeah. I am not promoting that, by the way. Don't misinterpret my words. Shopping till you drop. Materialism. How about buying love? Buying love. Hyped up Christmas songs meet us when we walk into malls. But if you stop and watch the people at the mall at Christmas time, in general, you will see a tired, cranky, unloving mass of humanity. Has anyone ever just stopped and sat down on one of those benches and watched people? You see, our habit of giving at Christmas is meant to bring us to our knees at the manger rather than bring us to our knees in utter exhaustion. Did you hear that? Our habit of giving at Christmas is meant to bring us to our knees at the manger rather than bring us to our knees in exhaustion. Nouwen sees that more and more. He comments further, to celebrate life together, to be together in community, to simply enjoy the beauty of creation, the love of people and their goodness of God and the goodness of God. These seem such far away ideals. There seems to be a mountain of obstacles preventing people from being where their hearts want them to be. This is so painful to watch and experience. he continues, the astonishing thing is that the battle for survival has become so normal with us here in the United States that few people believe that there can really be a difference.